House Bill 1162, an act to revise certain provisions relating to cardiopulmonary resuscitation directives.
House Bill 1162, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Paramedic Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Fellow members of the House, those returning members may ask, is this live or is it Memorex? It is live. Thank you, Representative Clout. I brought the bill very similar to this last year. I'll just give the new members a brief history, a brief story. Imagine you're in your emergency response vehicle and you proceed to someone's residence, and upon arrival there you find someone in full cardiac arrest. And the family member presents you in a distressed fashion of a very confusing form, otherwise known as a living will. A living will is, if you are not familiar with it, has many different facets to it. You can withhold chest compressions but give some medications, or withhold medications, give some chest compressions and put down a breathing tube, or don't do a breathing tube and maybe give some meds and do some chest compressions, and the laundry list goes on and on. And I'm not exaggerating. What 1162 does is a form that will be clear, concise, easy to read, that all pre-hospital providers will be educated on and will understand it quickly upon receiving it. It also, in rules, will allow the Department of Health to originate a bracelet or necklace, so that is easily recognizable as well if they're not in their home situation. In committee, there was some confusion about this bill. Don't be confused, folks. We're not plowing new ground here. This doesn't go anywhere that a current living will goes right now. It doesn't allow for any other functions or facets. It's just the same arena we're in, just a clear, concise, easy to read form. I would stand by for any questions and ask for your favorable support. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on House Bill 1162. Representative Hargens.
I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, please.
Representative Reyes, did this bill, was it resuscitated or did it come back to life on its own?
That was so in order. You may be seated. Representative Rave, do you wish to hit the softball?
Mr. Speaker, it's a somewhat boorish question, but don't give me any bull. I apologize. I did not give the history. It got hung up in Rules Committee, and I won't bore you with the details, but I can assure you that this one has been assured by me that it will get through Rules Committee this time. It's more specific to EMS personnel only, with EMS personnel working under the direct order of a physician anyway. So the patient in getting the do not resuscitate order will have to get it verified and signed by a physician. So that clears up the confusion that we had before.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1162. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1162.
Clout votes aye. Siebert votes aye. Haverly votes aye. Van Norman votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Thank you. Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 68, excused 2.
House Bill 1162, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.